This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Wednesday, October 23rd, brought to you by the American Farm Bureau Federation. Good afternoon. I'm Jeff Nelly. With almost two-thirds of the U.S. corn crop harvested and over 80% of soybeans in the bin, the next objective is delivering crops to export customers. Mike Steenhoek with the Soy Transportation Coalition says after flooding in the spring and early summer, the Mississippi River is going dry.
The spigots essentially got turned off and throughout a good chunk of the middle of the United States, and water levels on the Mississippi River and other rivers retreated considerably to the point where now we're at levels similar to what we've experienced the last couple years.
Steenhoek says low water levels mean less bushels per tow.
With less water depth, you're not at luxury of being able to load individual barges with as much tonnage as you normally would. Anytime you reduce the water depth or draft by 1 foot, that means that you're putting 7,000 fewer bushels of soybeans in an individual barge. The second one is a lack of channel width. And obviously with less water, the shoreline becomes more and more exposed. It's essentially like you're going from a 6-lane highway down to 3 lanes. So you don't have the ability to attach as many barges together to form one single unit.
Steenhoek says higher freight costs can price U.S. supplies out of global markets.
To win in the international marketplace, to have a robust export program, it's not just about having demand, it's not just about having adequate supply. Being able to transport it cost effectively is a third element of that. And unfortunately, we're not experiencing that ability right now when it comes to our inland waterway system.
Unfortunately, extended weather models suggest river levels will remain low for some time. Well, earlier this week, the Supreme Court offered an opinion that could ultimately impact small refinery exemptions from the EPA. Joe Kakish with Growth Energy says the decision isn't yet about SREs.
So the issue here is really a limited one to the question of which court is the right court to hear disputes about small refinery exemptions. If you remember, the Biden administration denied a whole bunch of SREs, some of which had previously been granted. The oil industry brought challenges to those denials across the country in what are called circuit courts, sort of the second level of courts below the Supreme Court. The Fifth Circuit said, we're the right court to hear this challenge because the challenge was brought by a refinery with a relationship to the three states in our district. Every other circuit court either dismissed it because it was not the right court, or they actually issued an opinion, which is in the 11th Circuit, saying the D.C. Circuit is the only appropriate court to hear this because decisions about small refinery exemptions have national impacts.
Kakish says the decision is over the process.
What the Supreme Court did is it granted certiorari to the government's petition, which raised the exact same challenge as our petition. What this means going forward is the case is now set for argument. There will be briefing and then oral argument in the case and then an opinion likely before the end of June of next year that will resolve this question of venue or court location for small refinery exceptions.
A favorable Supreme Court ruling could redirect the path of litigation for SRE exemptions. Grain prices at the Chicago Board of Trade moved higher after starting the day on the downside. Ag Resource said on a note that positive signs for demand helped to fuel that turnaround. USDA did report a new round of flash sales, China and unknown destinations being buyers for large volumes of both soybeans and corn. USDA said China purchased 130,000 metric tons of soy for delivery in the 24-25 marketing year. 100,000 tons of corn sold to unknown destinations and 259,000 tons of soybeans also sold to unknown, both for delivery in the 2024 marketing year. The increase in frequency of flash sales have supported grain futures this week. Today's Drive Time is brought to you by the American Farm Bureau Federation. 141,000 farms were lost in 5 years. How many more will it take for Congress to pass a new farm bill and help farmers hold on? Learn more at fv.org/farmbill. Well, that's all for today's AgriPulse Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Nelling.